I killed a man. I killed a man. On a summer evening, I was on an abbey stoop with Gil and Isabeau. We had watched the sun go down and we were basking in the splendor of the afterglow. When a man came round the corner, perfect stranger, someone I had never seen before. But the moment that he saw me, he was shouting, running at me like a raging boar. He attacked me with his dagger, slashed my lip, and I was bleeding, I was all alone. Then he chased me through an alleyway, I stumbled and I fell and I picked up a stone. I arose, continued running, he was 40 feet behind me with his knife in hand. When I ran into a wall, I was at his mercy, trembling, I could hardly stand. I cried, "Friend, why are you angry?" He was 20 feet behind me, there was no way out. My fence an utter mystery, but that he was going to end my life, I had no doubt. I was David to Goliath, I no weapon to defend me but a cobblestone. I took aim and hurled it at him, struck him on his head, he fell to earth, I heard him groan. I killed a man. I killed a man. I was bleeding so profusely, I was feeling so lightheaded that I almost swooned. Of a one either arm, I hobbled to a barber who could dress my wound. I sent Gil to help the stranger, there was no one where he'd fallen, just a pool of blood. I cried, "Go and rouse my father, tell him Francois is in trouble, things do not look good." When my father came to help me, he advised me to leave Paris with the early dawn. Till he found out what had happened to the stranger who attacked me, I had best be gone. Said if I was charged with murder, he'd make sure the provost knew that I was not to blame. I fled Paris in a frenzy, spent 6 months outside the city till my pardon came.
Two pardons, one from the city, one from the church. His name was Philippe Sermois, a priest. I never found out why he hated me. He died shortly after I left Paris, but not before holding me blameless. I still have the scar he left on my lip, but nothing can erase the scar on my heart.
I killed a man.
Say what they can.
I